It's Bold City Sports Talk with Rob Mascio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Bold City Sports Talk radio show. My name is Rob Mascio. This is episode one. I'll give you a quick introduction to the show. My name is Rob Mascio. Graduated UNF a handful of years ago with a journalism degree, so I kind of sort of know what I'm talking about. I'm an avid sports fan. I love sports. I want to talk. I do not want to banter about them. I want to give you a heads up of what has happened, what's happening, what will happen in the sports world. And the show is produced by my good friend Marshall Malone. Today we are going to be talking about sports. So let's get right into it. As the kids say, Duval. Jacksonville Jaguars lost today 34-27 to the Carolina Panthers. Boo. Gardner Minshew continued his Minshew magic, as all the kiddos in Jacksonville say today. It was 26-44, 374 yards passing. That's an average of 8.5 yards per pass. That's pretty good. Two touchdowns. Was sacked twice. The game that, not so much the game, but two things that really highlighted to me was the offensive line. What is happening? We need some help there. He cannot continue to scramble. It will help, and it will work only for so long, as we saw late in the game where he had that costly fumble. Fortunately enough, the Jags were able to get it back. And that pass interference that wasn't called, which was later made up for, but should have been called in the end zone. Jacksonville had a chance to win it. It's okay. Carolina at home, it's a tough opponent. The Buccaneers today. Let's take a peek. Could have sworn I just had that. Guys, got to give me a sec. It looks as if they lost today 31-24 to the New Orleans Saints. Sorry about the delay there, guys. Guy people need to look at, and they're not really talking about so much, but is a Chris Godwin, wide receiver, who appears to be Jameis Winston, the ex-FSU starting quarterback. It looks to be his new option for good go-to option here. Mike Evans, I don't know if you had him in fantasy today, but I did. Gave me a whole whopping 0 points. That was nice. Jameis Winston today, 15 for 27, 204 yards passing. That's 7.6 average yards per pass. Again, pretty good. Two TDs, very similar to that of the Jaguars, though. Offensive line problems. Sacked 6 times in that game. Again, like I said, I highlighted Chris Godwin. He had 7 reception yards, 125 yards receiving with 2 touchdowns. And then on the opposite end of that, Mike Evans with a big fat 0. He was targeted 1 time. And I think for Tampa, in order to kind of get on the winning side of things, now their record standing at 2-3, they're going to need to spread the ball around a little more. Rushing was stopped quite a bit. New Orleans' defense is quite solid. Stopped Ezekiel Elliott many of times last week. Miami fans, guess what? It's time to celebrate, because it is idle week for you guys. There's a bye week. So no loss. That's a huge plus. 0-4. I don't really know much more else to say to the Dolphins than I guess keep tanking and hopes to get Justin Herbert, the starting quarterback from the Oregon Ducks. I don't know. It's not just the quarterback's fault. Went and traded. I got the Cardinals QB and blanking on his name right now, and I will find it because I don't want to look like a dummy. Josh Rosen. Let's see if he's the answer, because Ryan Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic, is not. Those are the 3 NFL teams down here in the wonderful state of Florida. Quick update of where we're at right now. Broncos are leading the Chargers 17-0 at halftime. The Packers are up 14-0 on the Cowboys. That's a really good game. Cardinals just edged out the Bengals 26-23. The Bills, tight one, 14-7 on the Titans, so that's good for the Jags. Raiders won today 24-21. Won over the Bucs Saints already. The Vikings, looks like Kirk Cousins went to work today, finally. 28-10 over the Giants. Giants really need Saquon Barkley back. It looks as if he is planning on suiting up next week, week six. Eagles 31-6 over the Jets. The Jets are just a complete mess at this point right now. Ravens 26-23 with a final field goal. Justin Tucker, I believe, was a 46-yarder. Pretty impressive. Steelers need some help. Patriots are continuing their winning ways. 33-7 on the Redskins. I hope I'm not boring you right now. Texans 53-32. So there is an in-division rival of the Jags. Texans, I think, as of right now, will probably look to be number one as it stands. We do have the Chiefs and Colts playing tonight, though. To recap the Thursday game, Seahawks just edged out the Rams 30-29. Seahawks, they're looking pretty good this year as well. Rams, not so much. Monday night game's going to be the Browns and 49ers. No thank you. College recap. Who loves college football? I love college football. The Biggie. That's going to go to Florida, taking on Auburn. Florida, 10th-ranked team at the time, Auburn 7th. Great game, 24-13. I don't know really much else you can say about the Gators. Everybody, I feel like, in a nutshell, was going Auburn in this game. The legend of Bo Nix, as everybody is saying. Looks like that'll be put to bed after this game. Bo Nix, 11 for 27, 145 yards passing, 5.4 average per pass, one touchdown, three interceptions. I believe he had zero interceptions going into this game. And that was what I was most curious to see, was how he was going to respond to this Florida defense that at this point looks like it's going to be probably a top 10 defense at come the end of the season. Kyle Trask, he continues to amaze. A guy I had never heard of, guy I'm sure many of you hadn't heard of, prior to Felipe Franks going down in that Kentucky game. I want to say that was week two. Kyle Trask went 19 for 31, 234 yards, averaged 7.5 per pass. Again, very, very good on a very, very tough Auburn defense. He had two touchdowns thrown. LaMichael P. Ryan had a game, man. I mean, he more or less just blew that out of the water. With that impressive run, that 88-yard rushing touchdown, it was third or fourth quarter, 14 carries, 130 yards. That's an average of 9.3. I mean, that is very impressive, and had, again, that 88-yard touchdown to more or less kind of seal the deal. Florida looks good. They went in, like I said, number 10. Everybody said they were the most overrated top 10 team, and they proved it today that Auburn's going to have to take a back seat there in the SEC to the Florida Gators. UCF, unfortunately, dropped the second of three games, in their last three to the Cincinnati Bearcats. Since the quote-unquote reigning national champions just don't look the same this year. 27-24 again. I don't know what's going to happen to this team. Cincinnati, in all fairness, does look good. It was in Cincinnati, but UCF, they're going to have to make something happen here in order to kind of get back on track. Highlight for that would I'd be looking here at Dylan Gabriel. It was 25 for 46, 297 yards passing, average 6.5 per pass. One touchdown, but three interceptions. Definitely clean that up. But again, pretty tough Cincinnati team. Looked pretty solid in a hole. Let's see, UCF, and then Miami. That was a pretty blown-out game there towards the end. Miami just losing out 42-35, but the real story here, if you look at that breakdown of the play of the scores, let me see if I could pull that up. I had that up. I do apologize. Shoot, going into the half, Miami was down 28-7 and ended up scoring 28 points in the third and fourth quarter combined to make it real tight until Virginia Tech scored 14 points in the fourth quarter. Miami has some things to work out. The ACC in a whole, not really too many contenders coming out of there, not named Clemson. But Miami, man, I mean, it's Miami. I feel like they are finding their quarterback here. I'm probably going to butcher this. I do apologize. Nekasi Perry, I'm going to say, it's my attempt at it. Did go 28 for 47, 422 yards passing, average of 9 a pass, 4 touchdowns and 1 interception. Came in after the original named starting quarterback, Jaren Williams, 4 for 7, 47 yards. Again, average of 6.7, I know, with 3 interceptions. It might as appear as if they're going to be a changing of the guard there at QB at Miami. Again, Perry essentially took the Hurricanes on his back there and tried his best to bring him back, but Virginia Tech just edged it out. Miami 2-3 this year, new head coach. You know, it's been a while for Miami. They've been okay. Mark Richt tried to make something of it, and you know, subpar results. But I do believe that Miami could be in the up and up. Florida State had a bye week this week, so that's good. They have looked a lot better as of late with new quarterback Hornibrook. I'm blanking on his Alex Hornibrook taking over for Blackman. Since I want to say that Blackman did get injured, I believe that is correct. And Hornibrook looks like he's been doing a lot better for Florida State. Next week, they will be playing at Clemson. Number 2 Clemson, that is going to be an onslaught. That's probably going to be a tough one there for FSU. But UNC did give Clemson a fight for the money not even just a week ago, just a little over a week ago, I should say. And we'll see. Maybe FSU can find something in that playbook there. For next week, the Gators are going into LSU. That is going to be a very interesting game. Death Valley at night. It's a pretty scary place. Again, like I said, Florida State will be at Clemson. And Miami will be playing. Give me just a second. Miami is going to be looking at playing Virginia, who is currently ranked 20th. That might have been the old poll. Let me look at the newest one that just recently came out. Okay, yeah, Virginia still is 20th. Could be an interesting game. Could be a good one for Willie Taggart, or not Willie Taggart, excuse me, but for Miami to pull that one off. After a crushing blow of Virginia Tech. Again, that quarterback, Perry, will be interesting to watch. See if he can get things going there. New AP poll, just as I had said, did drop today. I would like to go over that. Always very interested in the 25 to 20. I know a lot of people love talking about the top 10, leaving the meat of the AP and, you know, from 10 to 20. Bottom 25 is always interesting. It's always fluctuating. And this one that just dropped a little while ago, Cincinnati is now ranked at 25 again after defeating UCF, giving them their second loss. Texas A&M's at 24, Memphis at 23, Baylor at 22. That's the first time they've been ranked this season. At 5-0, it's a team nobody's really talking about that much. That seems to be seems to be doing pretty well this year. Southern Methodist had a wild game yesterday. I want to say that was 3 overtimes and ended up pulling out the victory against Tulsa. Tulsa, pretty sure that is correct. Let's see here. Virginia at 20, as I previously stated. Another ACC team, Wake Forest at 19, Arizona State at 18, Iowa at 17, Michigan just in front of them at 16. I believe that's about where they need to be after that very sluggish game at the Big House, a 10-7 victory with Michigan. Sloppy play, quarterbacks. I don't know. Don't really have much to say about that game. That was about as hyped as hype was going to be. Originally wasn't even supposed to be on television, and Fox picked it up, and that was a slow one. Utah at 15, and that great defense. Everyone's favorite, Boise State with the blue field at 14. Oregon Duckies at 13 played a really good Cal team. Cal really stepped it up in Eugene yesterday. Auburn at 12, again with the loss to Florida. Texas at 11. Texas is playing Oklahoma in the infamous Red River rivalry next week. That is going to be, aside probably from that Florida LSU, probably the game of the week. Penn State cracks the top 10. They were originally at 12. They manhandled Purdue yesterday, 35-7. Penn State will now play Iowa next week. A very interesting Big Ten matchup. That'll be another good one. Notre Dame sitting in at 9. Looking good. I mean, they played Georgia pretty well. Their only loss of the season right now. Wisconsin at 8, another team that not many people were talking about this year that looks pretty good. Florida at 7, as I had said. Oklahoma at 6. So, again, a number 11 Texas against Oklahoma at 6. That'll be a very interesting game next week. LSU playing Florida. They're at 5. Ohio State and Georgia tied at 3. Ohio State looks better than I've probably ever seen in a long time, and that's saying a lot. They've had some very good teams, but that Justin Fields, their quarterback that they had got and transferred out of Georgia, he looks like the real deal. I think there's a Heisman season coming from him, if not this season, definitely soon. He looks good. Clemson sitting at 2, and the everyone's favorite Alabama at number 1. Crimson Tide roll. With the AP, we are currently in the midst of playoff baseball. Right now, give a quick update. Yesterday, the Yankees are looking to take a demanding lead, 2-0 yesterday after winning another one against the Twins. The Yankees' bats are just too good. Same thing with the Astros against the Rays. Astros are up now 2-0, both teams winning yesterday. Both up, Yankees and Astros, 2-0 into the ALDS. Currently, right now, as we speak, the Atlanta Braves are down. The Cardinals 1-0, top of the sixth tonight, and that's a split series 1-1, very good one. Same thing with the Dodgers and Nationals, who will play tonight after the Braves Cardinals. They're split 1-1 as well. Both series could be very interesting if I had to put some money into it. Again, like I said, I do believe the Yankees and Astros will meet in the ALCS, and I do believe the Braves offense hasn't been going yet. Sorry, my apologies. Dodgers, Nationals. Nationals did eke one out. I do believe that the Dodgers will take that. I believe the Dodgers Braves would make for a great series. Two very electric offenses. I do apologize about the sniffles, guys. With that, guys, the hockey season has started. Who doesn't love hockey besides everybody on the face of this earth? But great story coming out of hockey was just last year, as the St. Louis Blues ended up taking their very first Stanley Cup Finals, taking that against the Boston Bruins. They'll look to defend themselves. A very interesting team in the NHL that you probably might not have ever heard of is the Las Vegas Knights, who ever since they came about, they have been doing damage, and again, look to try to get deep into the into the season as well as into the playoffs. I know just from stuff I've seen recently, they are one of the top favorites to try to do something this year. And that would be awesome, because Vegas would be such a great place to even get like a baseball team, I feel. And eventually they're gonna take their those Los Angeles Raiders to Vegas, and I believe that will be next year as well. You know, fun city, right? So why not bring them some sports teams? With that, guys, we do have basketballs in preseason currently as we speak. Tuesday, October 22nd, they are going to be tipping off with the NBA debut of Zion Williamson and the New Orleans Pelicans against the reigning champs, NBA champs, the Toronto Raptors. Raptors did lose Kawhi Leonard. I do believe they're going to be hurting this year quite a bit. I do believe he is, if not the top player, top three player. And that game will be followed by the Los Angeles LeBron James. No, I'm just kidding. The Los Angeles Lakers and the LeBron James and Anthony, the newly acquired Anthony Davis, will be suiting up against, as the pre-mentioned, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George making their Clipper debut. So the war on L.A. will be played right after that. And that will be a lot of fun. NBA, it has gotten better, I feel like. I feel like the NBA does get a lot of attention. And I do. I think the NBA is only getting better at this point. It's becoming, I feel like in the mid-2000s, it became very... very one superstar and just very one-man team, and I believe that the NBA is becoming more of a team sport again, and I think it's great for the sport. I think the Golden State Warriors really redefined, of course, you know, I'm not saying anything new here, but I do believe that they redefined what an NBA team should look at, and a lot of teams started breaking their team down and started creating as close to a Warriors esque team. And with that, what I would like to do, Marshall and I would like to make these as many times as possible, guys. I feel like that was a nice little intro to what it is we're trying to do. I'm not going to try to argue with you. I do have stances on things that I believe are my own opinions, take them or leave them. We'd love to hear what you have to say. We hope to eventually take this show out on the road. We would like to try to make this as interactive as possible here in Jacksonville, Florida, the new bold city. Would love to hear your guys' opinions. Please, anything that you could possibly think of or want us to talk about or want to chat about, leave in the comment section. Like this video, tell your friends about it. Let's talk sports. And thanks for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed, and see you later.